Okay, friends, today we are reading this story called The Caring Me I Want to Be. And this was written by Mary DiPellinaro, and it was illustrated by Emma Randall. And it is read today by Mommy. And what's your name again? A little boy with a popsicle. He's got his mouth filled with popsicle, so he cannot answer. But I call him Philip most of the time. Sometimes I just call him Pip. Are you ready for this story, Pip? Okay. He gave me the thumbs up. All right, here we go. The caring me I want to be is filled with possibilities. And who is it that's talking in this story? A little girl? Yeah. Okay. I'm up. I'm bright. I say hello to all the people that I know. And here she is walking. Here she is.
Hi. Hi.
This friend says hola. This hola. Friend says bonjour.
Bonjour.
I share a smile. I listen well. I'm kind, as everyone can tell.
What the heck?
What is she doing that's kind in this picture?
Tying his shoe.
Yep, she's got a friend here whose shoelaces are all undone and he does not look happy. And so she is tying his shoes for him. I hug my pup. I help my sis. Being me, it feels like this. And in the picture, what do we see it feels like? How would you describe that feeling? You know what it makes me think of?
What?
Fireworks.
And you know what it makes me think of?
Mm-mm.
It's a small world.
Yeah, it does kind of look like the ride at Disneyland. It's a small world with bright colors and twirling suns, and it's really beautiful. And it looks like it would be a good feeling, don't you think? I think I would like to feel like that. Kind acts have amazing powers. And in the picture, we see a little girl who's walking along with her balloon. And then what happens? She slips, trips over a log, and then what happens?
It flies away.
Her balloon flies away. But guess who saw it? The little girl who's telling us her story. And what does she do?
Give it back.
She gives her hers. See, she has a different balloon. And she hands it right over to the little girl who lost hers. I've seen them work. They last for hours.
What? Left
for hours. Kind acts, because now look, another little kid is crying, and the girl that she gave her balloon to has gone over to that little kid and is giving her balloon to him now. Oh, I love it. When our crossing guard had the flu, a bunch of daisies helped him feel new. And then look, we see her doing that, giving him some flowers. Kind words from my favorite teacher made me feel proud. I'm a special creature. When friends are kind and cheerful too, they all feel good. We all stick like glue. And it does look like if you're kind to people around you, then everyone will be kind. Mm-hmm. Kindness has a way of spreading. It starts with me. It's never ending. Yeah, if you are kind to one person, the chances are that they will be kind to someone else. And then they will be kind to someone else. And then they will be kind to someone else. And on and on and on it goes. And yet, there are days I do not show the me that seems to spread that glow. And in the picture, we see we see our little friend here, and she's at the pond with a couple other kids, and they're playing with a boat, and she picks it up, and she says, "Mine!" And then she walks off with it, and in a big toot, she's moving fast, she knocks over someone else's blocks, and then she goes and sits by herself. I scrunch my brow. I raise my voice. I act as if I have no choice. Humph, she says. And look, she has thrown the toy on the ground. And everybody is upset and crying. And this is no good. This is no good. Then I remember, I do have a choice. And so she walks back with the toy that she had thrown down. She picks it back up and she says, "I'm really sorry." And the kids she was playing with say, "That's okay." And she finds the girl who she had knocked down her blocks, and they're having a hug. It looks a lot better now. Being kind, it feels so good. It makes me happy. And it should. Nothing cures my bad mood faster or saves a play date from disaster than being fair and gentle, too. I do the best that I can do. And I would like to applaud our friend here, because look at this. She's having a play date, and she's got some other girls who are visiting, some other girls and boys, it looks like. And what has she done to show kindness to them?
Got a cake. And grabbed her sister's hand and came running into a tent.
Yep, she set up a tent for them to play in, and she's giving them all cupcakes. I would like to go to someone's house if I could have a tent and have cupcakes, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. If someone has a face that's sad, I try to make her sad face glad. What makes a friendship truly real is thinking of how others feel. All these things, they help me see the caring me I want to be. And I would love to see all of my friends be kind and caring, just like this little girl is. It is super important that we are kind to our friends, because think how good it feels when someone is kind to you. Can you think of a time that you had someone be kind to you? How did it make you feel? I know, me too. I like feeling that way. So I want you to remember to be kind when you're at home or at school or at the store or anywhere that you are. I want you to know that being kind is the best, and it's contagious, which means everybody else can catch it and do the same thing too. And that, my friends, is the slurp. I'm telling you, popsicles on a hot day, it's the best. Can you take a second from your slurping and say the end?
The end.
That's my guy.